It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian said in July during a video with her sisters that she was excited to look like she wasn't eating when she lost 20 pounds after working with a bodybuilder for a year and cutting out sugar. Well, as you could probably guess, she got a lot of backlash for that comment, and she was accused of not being sensitive to women with eating disorders. On Tuesday, Kim actually apologized for that comment on Ashley Graham's new podcast, Pretty Big Deal.
I honestly, looking back and having said that, I 100% completely understand where people would be coming from that felt that way.
Yeah.
So my intention is never to offend anyone, and I really, you know, apologize if I offended anyone, because an eating disorder is... I know people that have serious eating disorders that have been in and out of the hospital for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even the biggest Kim Kardashian fan, but why? Why do we have to apologize for everything?
Because that's the world we live in.
I know, and I get it. Like I said, I'm not the biggest fan, but I don't think she was trying to do that.
She was making, you know, a very unpolitically correct joke. That's, you know, what it was. Her husband, by the way, is not too far away from Indy right now.
He's not been political at all.
He's been in Detroit. I don't know what he's doing. But yesterday, a student captured the moment when he crashed a school in Detroit, jumped on a table, and told people to leave Elon Musk alone.
Elon Musk, I don't give a f- who's over his house. Leave that man the f- alone. Leave that man the f- alone.
You know what this is? This is the modern day.
I was literally thinking that. So that was weird. Ian Ziering, Sharknado.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he 90210 back in the day?
In 90210, he revealed that there have been several dangerous situations at his daughter's elementary school. He said that there's a student with a history of violence at his daughter's school, and it's gotten so bad that he's scared it could actually escalate to a massacre if the school district keeps protecting this boy. So he was joined by several parents outside of this West Hollywood elementary school yesterday in protest of this second grade bully. Listen to this.
A student has shown a history of violence from kindergarten to first grade, and now in second grade, that classroom has already been evacuated twice this year. 10 kids were beaten up and bloodied. He's branded scissors, and no one's doing anything about it. It's astonishing to me. So, you know, I'm an actor, but my best role to date has been father, and I can't let this go another minute without raising attention to this problem.
That is crazy.
Dude,
all those things he's saying are true.
10 kids. What is this, a second grader?
Second grade,
10
yeah.
kids beaten up and bloodied this school year
like
alone.
Like 6 or 7 year olds.
2 times they've had to evacuate the school because of this kid and bring in scissors and all this crazy stuff. Like, you know, why isn't anyone doing anything? That's super scary. Good for him for being brave to say something about it, because that's awkward. And Bradley Cooper. He directed A Star Is Born. I don't think I knew this. I mean, obviously he's in the movie.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that he directed it. And so he kind of talked about why he decided to direct it.
I think it was because I'm getting older. I was 39 years old when I decided to do it. And I just had all these images rolling around in my head. I've always wanted to direct. I just never had the courage to do it. And then quite honestly, when I saw Lady Gaga perform and she did La Vie en Rose, which is a scene in the movie.
I guess that gave him the answer. He was like, that's it. That's my sign.
I don't know. We got to have the Joe and Alex Show movie premiere at AMC Castleton the other day. But that movie, I just thought it was good. I don't know if it's going to win like an award, like be the best one. But I really, really liked it.
I could see it being nominated.
Yeah, I think it'll win some nominations at all the big movie things and festivals.
That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex.